Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adrian in Michigan needs some help with a deck question. What can we do for you?
Hi, we have an older deck that was recently gently pressure washed because it needed to be refinished.
Okay.
And the contractor recommended going with a solid stain. They started painting it, about a third is done, and unfortunately the color is not working out. And it looks kind of taupey, almost like silly putty next to our sage green grayish house. So now we're stuck with this taupey-colored solid, half-painted deck, the other half being kind of like a red cedar, you know, gently pressure-washed color, and we're wondering how to remedy the situation. Do we have to sand and start over, or could we maybe go over the whole thing with a darker color without making it look too pasty? Where do
and
we go from here?
Use?
The contractor had said we had to go with a solid stain to protect it more, but now I'm even wondering about that.
Well, your contractor is right.
Okay.
And what's on there now? Is that taupey putty color solid stain or actual paint?
It is solid stain.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't recommend going over, you know, the half stained and the half unstained with another product, because then the finished product is not going to look the same on both halves. It's going to sort of adhere to both sides differently and sort of show its color differently because of what's underneath. What I would recommend is go to the home center, pick up a, you know, a chemical stain stripper or a paint stripper, and, you know, be cautious of how you use it, follow the directions, apply it to the surface where the solid stain is, and let it sit there and do its job and get up as much as you can. This way you'll be back to a uniform surface of that unfinished whatever wood you've got there that's sort of in its clean state, ready for new surfacing. And then you're right, solid stain is the proper thing, only because, especially if you're dealing with an older deck and the graining's not looking so great and the planks themselves on the decking are kind of showing wear and tear, a solid stain is going to saturate that wood itself, deposit that color into the wood grain, allow you to still see some of the grain, but give you a nice saturated color appearance. In a sagey green family, I think mahogany tones, deeper reds that sort of have a purpley brown base that are sort of in that natural mahogany range would look gorgeous. And that really is something you can achieve through a solid stain. At this point, I wouldn't go semi-transparent because you're going to be dealing with too much, you know, difference in the surface.
That's what I was thinking. Actually, we were leaning towards even a darker brown maybe. Okay, and what about the underside? Do we need to paint that?
No, absolutely not.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money.